the caravans before they established the railway to Izmir from Aydın, they brought all the goods by camel caravans. Can you imagine 10 camels, and on the in the front that donkey, and they brought all like figs or sultans, grapes, sesame, and everything from hinterland, from Izmir to the harbor. Harbor, the old harbor, the historical harbor, was very close to the bazaar. So they had to bring the goods first to the Hans. Han means caravanserai in the town. It has a big gate. The caravan, the camels, all with the animals, they came in and they stopped here. They took all the goods into the storage rooms, and then in the first floor they were sleeping rooms for the people. They put everything in the storage room and went up and then sleep and rest. And also they had no bath. They had to go to the Turkish bath extra. Also something like 5-6 extra hammam. It's also two of them are still exist. They were here, and they had to eat also something. In the caravanserai, it was in the corner, also restaurant. And for praying, to say thank you, ending the travel from home to the harbor, we brought everything, go to the mosque. There were 7 mosques here in the bazaar. Also for praying, the purpose was also okay. And the Hans, how many Hans used to be there? About 60 Hans, small or big. It was also very big Hans with a big number of rooms and storage. Izmir, Smyrna, the antique name of Izmir was Smyrna. Yeah? Smyrna. A very important harbor town. In the Ottoman time, also before, in the antique time, we call it Ionia here. Ionia, like Caria, Phrygia, Aeolia, this is a part of the land. And the culture is the same in Ionia, Ionian culture. They came from Greece, from the mainland, to here because the doors came from north. They were very, how you say, fighting, kriegerisch in Deutsch. They love to fight, and they put them out, all the Ionians, the people, Greek people, and they came to this area and then build a, let's say, own country. Ephesus belonged to Ionia, is Smyrna, Miletos, you know, Thales was the famous mathematician and also philosopher of Ionia. Okay, the Hans or Han or caravanserai, the same. We call caravanserai in the town as Han. Okay, also you can say caravanserai, no problem. This building is also restored, of course, but 250 years old is the building. Now they use it as boutique hotel, up the rooms, and here is the cafeteria, and maybe you can have a pizza or sweet things. Yes, like a cafe.
And upstairs is for what?
Upstairs is boutique hotel.
People can really rent here.
Yeah.
Also, at that time was a hotel too. Caravansaray was hotel and storage, for storage of the goods. Yeah. Maybe it can be interesting for you to have an idea how they brought the goods from inland to harbor to export it. The richness of Izmir is coming from bargaining. I mean, from exporting the goods, and what we make today the same, the foreign money for the pocket of the state. The city Izmir was very, very rich. Also, the first thing in the Ottoman period was here. I mean, the first football game, first golf, first bicycle race, and everything. First tennis, for example. Everything was started here in Izmir because they had money. Money make happy. The Napoleon, in order to let to understand, said three times, money, money, money. That's why it's, as a harbor city, as a trade city, was Izmir a rich city, as very important city.